So thanks for the interpretation, and let me now continue with the second part of my speech. In this part, I would really like to address how farmers are affected by water shortages, and specifically I will be talking about farmers in the European Union. You might think that water shortage is not really a problem here in the EU, that it only happens or it's only a problem in traditionally arid regions, for example, Egypt, that I've mentioned, or other sub-Saharan state. But that is definitely not the case. In the EU, take, for example, last year, 2018, farmers in Germany reported that their potato yields were actually 25% lower than the year before in 2017. When it comes to wheat, another traditional European crop, some farmers even said that the yields were catastrophic. So we can say that the EU and EU farmers are very much affected by changing climates, because 2018 was a year with record temperatures. It was record warmth, and also there was very little rain. And the problem is that traditional European crops are actually among the most affected by these changing conditions. Take wheat, for example. This is a traditional European plant, and it is very sensitive to temperature and also to lack of water. So if the climate continues to change, if the global temperature continues to increase, then in the future it might even be completely impossible to grow wheat in Europe. And that would have dire consequences. It would have dire consequences for European farmers, but also for the global market, because the European Union is a key supplier of wheat to the global market. The EU actually supplies more wheat to the global market than Russia and the US combined. If you want a specific number, it's 142 million tons every year. And any fluctuation in European wheat supply would have considerable effect on food prices on the global market. And any increase in food prices would then in turn destabilize poorer countries in the world. And when such countries get destabilized, what happens is an inflow of migrants. So you see that everything is connected, and that we in the EU really need to address water shortage. So the future might seem bleak from what I've just said, but as I mentioned already, EU farmers, or farmers in general, hold a key to solving, or at least preventing, solving this crisis, or at least preventing the absolute worst. So what they can do is to farm their land in a sustainable way, which means limiting their use of water, and also farming the land in a way that doesn't really impact the water's ability to retain water. But naturally, this would require huge changes, and some big companies aren't really very happy about making these changes. So actually, that's where you come in. You as legislators, you as politicians, you as regional and local representatives. It's now up to you to motivate, to incentivize farmers to introduce more sustainable practices. Because if you don't, the future indeed is bleak. And I'm really sorry to finish on such a pessimistic note, but unfortunately, these are the facts. Thank you.